This is WBAA News. I'm Stan Jastrzebski. Board member resignations, viral rumors on social media, taxpaying citizens turning out en masse to demand answers. At the center of it all, the Clinton County Humane Society. As WBAA's Emily Seiberg reports, what started out as a personnel dispute may turn out to be a harbinger of much larger financial problems in the county.
Jim Tate was fired August 17th.
My former occupation was the director at the Humane Society of Clinton County.
He'd run the shelter for 8 years. Tate sports a beard and a bald head, and his cell phone rang as the rev of a motorcycle engine. Three of his employees walked out when he lost his job. Ultimately, Tate thinks the board didn't do enough to support the small shelter staff, which he says made it impossible to take care of every task, thus offering the board an excuse to show him the door. Tate says when he was fired, he was given two main reasons. He personally changed the lock on his office door, and he wouldn't provide the passwords to the Humane Society Facebook page and website. His wife had created the pages, which he says gave her ownership, and the couple decided to simply shut them down after the board asked for access. Tate was also given a two-page list of job expectations 4 days before his termination.
They set the bar way too, they set it high enough to where I'd fail.
Tate believes the bigger issue for the board was the passwords.
When they started asking for passwords, that's when I thought something's coming up.
The Humane Society dust-up has led Frankfort Mayor Chris McBarnes, who was threatened with a lawsuit over the posting of the shelter's bylaws to his Facebook page, to recommend stripping city funding from a trap-neuter release program for feral cats. Funding board president Nancy Elsie cannot seem to account for.
At least the city council was wanting figures on the TNR program, and we had not been able to get those all together. They just weren't available.
Do you know why they weren't available?
No.
At an August 27th city council meeting, Humane Society leaders were supposed to be making a financial case for the TNR program. Frankfort appropriated $10,000 in the first year and upped that to $20,000 in its second and third years.
We understand the concerns, but we also know that we're not absconding with funds. The money is being used for the care of the animals.
But in a copy of a proposed Humane Society budget for 2018, only $3,500 appears to have been allotted as a line item for the program. Elsie claims the rest of the $20,000 is spread throughout the budget.
I mean, I look at that and say, okay, can you tell me exactly where every penny went at the county highway?
At a July 3rd county commissioners meeting, Elsie asked for an increase in the Humane Society budget. In a recording of that meeting, she describes the Humane Society's relationship with a Purdue University program that offers free surgical procedures, saving the county approximately $25,000 a year. But there's dispute about what she says next.
We do not have that this year.
Elsie appears to be saying that one reason she's asking for another $5,000 is because Purdue vet students and a mobile surgical rig won't come to Frankfort anymore. The problem is, that's not true. Emails confirm Jim Tate had scheduled several visits for the rest of 2018.
I'm not aware that there was ever any discussion about not calling on them or anything.
That's Lynetta Freeman, who started Purdue's Priority for Paws program in 2012. She says the Clinton County Humane Society was one of its first participants and has been an important resource for years.
I consider them a very significant partner with us in the teaching of our students.
Tate says he confronted Elsie, telling her he wanted to alert the city and county to what he saw as deception. He also says she told him he would regret it if he did. Elsie disputes Tate's version of the events.
And I said, is that a threat? And she said, no. I said, well, sounds like a threat to me.
I'm not going to comment on that because that's not what was said, but that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to get into a he said, she said.
Elsie has not provided any proof of a change in the relationship between the shelter and the Purdue program, despite repeated requests. So where does that leave the Humane Society?
Good girl. It's a good girl. Yes.
Interim Director Ben Pfeffer walks from cage to cage in a room filled with cats. ever took over the Humane Society on August 19th, 2 days after Jim Tate was let go.
As you can see, there's a lot of repairs that have to be done to the building. The building's pretty beat up.
Several board members have resigned this year, citing the board's lack of support for Jim Tate and his staff.
The last question I had for them was, with you firing him tomorrow, who is going to feed the animals tomorrow? And they sat there 5 minutes in total silence with deer in the headlight look. So they had no game plan.
And a reluctance to spend money on needed maintenance.
It's not in the budget. It's not in the budget. It's not in the budget. We can't do that right now. We can't do this right now.
Those were former board members Donna Wells and Karen Moskowitz, both of whom say Tate was treated unfairly by the board. But the budget may not have been as lean as board members suggested. Moskowitz confirms what tax documents from 2016 appear to show, that the board likely had about $85,000 in cash it could have allocated to rodent control, fixing a dilapidated building, buying new equipment, or even paying for the spaying and neutering that Purdue would no longer do, if that had actually been an issue. Not keeping track of finances is something City Councilman Jim Moyer says elected officials haven't done well either.
These organizations that have come to us and asked for money, and we gave them money for a certain program, we have not held them to it to come and tell us, here's how we spent your money. And we need to do that. That's our fault.
There are many questions left to be answered about money. What happened to the other $16,500 not included in the TNR line item in the Humane Society's 2018 budget? When concerns were raised about building upkeep during Jim Tate's tenure, why didn't the board vote to spend some of its cash on hand to solve those problems? Will the city, which suddenly has concerns about where its money for the TNR program is going, decide to discontinue that funding? And is the Humane Society's budget conundrum indicative of a larger problem in Frankfort and Clinton County? Do government boards give out money and regularly fail to check up on how it's spent? The questions could be answered with an audit or with legal action that compels people to answer questions they haven't wanted to address thus far. For WBAA News, I'm Emily Seiberg.